Good Saturday morning from Camp Courageous. This is Charlie Becker, the director of Camp Courageous, giving you this week's update for the week of April 16th, 2022. For new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round recreational and a respite care facility for individuals with disabilities. It is run on donations without government support, without formal sponsorship, and with no one being paid to raise money for the camp. What this means is everything goes directly to benefit the campers. A highlight of this past week was the annual Spring Break Bash. Camp entertained hundreds of campers Wednesday and Thursday from special education classes and other facilities. Campers enjoyed everything from train rides to nature to jumping in the bounce house, bowling, the pool, and so much more. The new zip line, of course, was a favorite. Let's listen in as this camper is lifted from his wheelchair to the zip line, experiences the ride, and then his reaction to the experience. It is priceless.
Here we go.
Fast.
Ready.
All right, 3, 2, 1. Last off.
Ready?
What do you think?
What do you think of it?
We had so much fun that we blasted off into the air.
Campers from Center Point Urbana, Atkins Elementary, Benton Community, and Iowa Falls this past week. This coming week, camp has campers coming from Marion Home School, Cedar River Academy, Jessup, Belle Plaine, Center Point Urbana, Mid Prairie High School, Turkey Valley, Waco, North Scott, and Tipton High School, along with camp's travel program, is heading to the zoo in the Quad Cities. Camp Courageous is available to give programs about the camp to any group at any hour of any day. From church groups to service organizations, we are grateful for these opportunities. This past week, we thank the Deborah and Ruth Circles at St. Paul's United Methodist Church, and in particular Margie Fletcher, who lined it up. Super group of ladies had a wonderful time with them. Also, thank you to Mark Felderman, Alumni Relations Coordinator for Faith Baptist Bible College and Theological Seminary in Ankeny, Iowa, for giving Camp Courageous the opportunity to present to their economics class on Camp Courageous, the building of a nonprofit, and leadership. We also had the opportunity to meet dozens of students and faculty and tour their beautiful facilities. Next week, we thank Jim Fells for giving camp the opportunity to present to the Montezuma Women's Club. Camp's largest fundraiser is the Manchester Garage Sale, now open year-round, located at 1121 East Main Street in Manchester. They're open Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. and on Saturdays from 9 a.m. to noon. It's run 100% by donations, so it's wonderful people bringing their slightly used items to the garage sale, sold by volunteers and bought by donors. So a big thank you to all those volunteers. And now for this year, for the first time, the Manchester Garage Sale is accepting credit cards. This coming Tuesday, April 18th, the Map Room in Cedar Rapids, located at 416 3rd Street Southeast in Cedar Rapids, will have a Cheeseburger for Charity benefit. 10% of all their cheeseburgers and fries will go to Camp Courageous that day. So we appreciate them doing that for the camp. April 24th, a week from this Sunday, from 8 to noon, will be the annual omelet breakfast and open house for Camp Courageous as we celebrate the 50th anniversary of the camp. You can have your made-to-order omelets along with sausage, toast, coffee, juice, milk, and much more. Adults are $10. Under 12 are $5, so we welcome people to come out and see the latest of our projects, which would include the remodeling of the indoor pool, the Penaluna Tunnel experience, the new Butch and Patsy Neumeyer Family Road, the new accessible White and Papke boat dock at Lake Todd, work being in progress on the Massey Papke multi-purpose field, the new travel bus, the new vehicle garage, and the new fishing docks, The bouncy house, the train rides, zip line rides, all that will be available for the folks to come out. And once again, that is Sunday the 24th from 8 to noon. Also there you'll see the 1971 VW bus that will be raffled off on December 31st. Tickets are $100 each, so we welcome everybody out for that. The 15th annual Camp Courageous Iowa Hawkeye Spring Picnic will be April 30th. This is open to campers. The opportunity to go down to the University of Iowa, go to the Hanson football facility, meet a lot of the players, meet Coach Ferentz, have a nice little breakfast provided by Martin Brothers, and have a good morning with the Hawkeye ball players. You need to be registered for this in advance, and you can do that by contacting C. Becker at campcourageous.org, or you can phone up the camp. Special thanks for the University of Iowa football team, Coach Ferentz, for this opportunity, along with Glenn Haskins, Mola Oil in Dubuque, for the donation of T-shirts and Martin Brothers. Camp Courageous is currently putting in an elevator at Durgan Pavilion. The campers use the upstairs area for dances and all kinds of special activities. And in the basement, there's a two-lane bowling alley and all kinds of arcade games. Unfortunately, right now, there's only two ways to get there, and that's through steps, which would be impossible for those that use a wheelchair, and also a very steep incline into the side of the building. So we're looking forward to this project. If you would like to support it, you know, please let us know. The need for the week is grass seed. It's that time of the year to seed everything down, and so we appreciate all those that can help us with grass seed. We've lost two dear friends this past week, and they requested that their memorials to go to Camp Courageous. To start with is Donna Ironside, 89, from Monticello. Longtime supporter of the camp for over 30 years. She did anything we asked her. She loved nature, and she loved staying active, and she loved being around people. So all that was rolled into one here at Camp Courageous. Donna's husband, Joe Ironside, is a longtime board member of the camp, and we appreciate those memorials. Also, Dale Paul Muller, 80 years old, born in Monticello, Iowa, longtime supporter of the camp, passed away, and they desired his memorials to go to camp. And also Carolyn Lynn Parsons from Iowa City passed away, and her memorials go to Camp Courageous. Thank you for listening. We appreciate it, and we wish you a wonderful weekend and all the best in the coming week. Stay healthy and well.